Our next case this evening is 12,142 Vincent Passanante. Correct? Okay. Thank you. Seeking variances from the front yard setback, side yard setback, and maximum fence height on a through lot for existing and proposed structures under sections 115-42, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Camp Arrowhead Road, approximately 132 feet east of Schuyler Drive, and a second front on Chestnut Lane. The 911 address is 22901 Camp Arrowhead Road, Lewis. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 200. Specifically, the applicant is seeking to build a 6-foot chain link fence along a 6-foot high chain link fence, which requires a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot height requirement for a proposed fence on a through lot. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Vincent Passanante, 22901 Camp Arrowhead Road.
And Ms. Alexander, can you come back up? Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Okay, so when we went to get the permit, we found out what the codes actually were for the fence to be put up. We currently have 3 dogs at home that we would like to be able to just be brought outside without worrying about them running away, let them just run around as much as possible. And then we found out about these codes and had to get a variance.
Okay. So you haven't to, put the fence up yet?
No. Okay. Once we found out about all this, we halted everything.
Well, that's good.
How about your sheds, too?
The sheds were there when we purchased the property. So we found out after going for all this that they are not actually supposed to be there. They were already there when we bought the house.
So
we did not build it.
Are you going to move them?
There's no way for us to move them. So what I was curious about was if we can add those into the variance, because we purchased the property, we did not know that that was not out of code.
Also, I don't think
it was advertised.
Yeah. It was advertised, yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The sheds are, there's the two sheds, the one closest to lot one had a side yard setback needed of, I believe it's 9.1, and
yes.
Then the one that's closest to Chestnut Lane needed a 20.6 from 30-foot front and a 19.8 from the 30-foot front off of Chestnut Lane.
Why can't they be moved?
We would have to take everything down and basically.
So are you telling me that they have a slab concrete floor?
No, it's all wood.
So they could be, they're not.
It is possible to move them, but we would have to disassemble everything and rebuild. And on top of that, the smaller shed that is closer to lot one, that's where our well is.
Okay.
Our well pump.
And your water pump's inside that shed?
Yes. Yes. So we cannot afford to dig everything up to redo the well.
They have foundations?
Yeah. Yeah, it's deep into the ground.
I got you.
The well is, but the sheds
well pump
are wooden.
Is inside
the shed. But I mean, the sheds have foundations?
No.
No?
No, they're wooden.
Okay. Any further questions?
You said the sheds were there when you bought it.
Yes.
You guys didn't have them built or anything.
No.
Do you know how old they are?
To be honest,
the house, and it was built in 2008? 2012,
it was built.
The house? No, it wasn't.
No, 2006, sorry.
Have there
it's 12 years old.
Have there been any complaints from neighbors?
No.
All right. I take it you don't have any access on Chestnut Lane vehicularly. It looks like it's off of Camp Arrowhead Road.
Yeah, our driveway is directly on Camp Arrowhead.
Okay, so the rear yard there where it says it's a front, you really treat that as your rear?
Yeah.
Chestnut Lane?
Yeah.
Do you have a sewer, a septic on the property, or do you have
no,
septic?
It's sewer.
Sewer, sorry. Any complaints about the shed?
No, not that anyone's brought to us.
Okay. And the fence will be a chain link fence, correct?
Yes.
And there's no concerns about visibility off of Chestnut Lane with that?
No.
All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any in favor? Okay. Do you wish to come up and speak in favor, please? Excuse me. You need to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Patricia Alexander, 26770 Deep Branch Road in Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
For the record, I'm a mother.
Full disclosure.
The Chestnut Lane is really woods. There is no lane there.
Okay.
So they didn't even know that there was a lane there when they bought the property. Mm-hmm. Nobody, my husband and I looked at it, we didn't know there was a lane there.
Okay.
So it's all woods. And the other thing is they do have three dogs. The one dog has really long legs.
Right.
So, yeah. And the littlest dog will actually jump up to here when I walk in.
She's
6 months old. So I do believe that they do need a 6-foot fence to contain the dogs and let them get enough exercise that they need.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How old is the dog?
The oldest one is about to be 9.
But the one that jumps up that high?
The one that jumps up that high? Yeah.
Six months old.
Might want to go higher fence.
Yeah.
All right. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I think it's difficult to do if the standards haven't been addressed.
Could you, when you filled out this application, there's criteria for a variance. Could you tell us what those are?
It's this one. Do you have a copy of that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the one you gave me. And what was the question again? Just kind of read over this.
So for us to grant a variance, you have to meet those 5 criteria.
Yep.
Okay.
Convince us that.
Okay. So the uniqueness of the property, basically the way the property is laid out, it's kind of built like a trapezoid. So where we would normally have a backyard based on where our house lays out, it's kind of cut off because our neighbor's property runs right through the middle. So we have no other choice but to kind of fence in where what seems like the back of our property is actually the side of our property. So we barely even have a backyard. So that's where the uniqueness of the property comes in. Cannot otherwise be developed. Based on what the code is for having to be 30 feet away from Chestnut Lane, it would take away the rest of the property that we have for the dogs to get the proper exercise if we want that chain link, that 6-foot chain link fence, which we need so that the dogs don't get out.
Chestnut Drive is not in use.
Yeah, and on top of that, Chestnut Drive is not used. Basically, it goes to a set of woods that is actually our neighbor's property behind there, and where Chestnut Lane shows on the plot, it's unused. It's all sand right there behind our property. So it's never, no one's ever going on there. No one's never ever coming near our property. We did not create any of the sheds there. We did not purchase any property in order to make it that shape that it is. That's how we bought it. Alter central character. The fence shouldn't alter any character of the neighborhood. Obviously, with the way everything is laid out, our closest neighbor is right next door, and her shed actually lines up right next to our property line. So most of the fence will be hidden by her shed, so she would barely even see the fence. And on top of that, the people behind us that are on the opposite side of Chestnut Lane, they're probably about 50 feet to 100 feet away. So they're not even near it. They don't come near that property. Yeah, it's not blocking any visibility from any traffic. You wouldn't even be able to see it from Camborough Head Road. Okay. Minimum variance was stated earlier. The height requirement, where we need it to be placed, just like I said, for the dogs to be able to exercise and not get out.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Again, Chair will call for a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 12,142. Shape and size of the lot make it a hardship, difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. It was like that when they bought it. Sheds and everything was on it. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. This is the minimum variance that we're forward to the lease.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 12,142. All those in favor of the motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reason.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 12,142 is approved.
Thank you very much.